The death toll continues to rise on the Indonesian island of Sumatra after the region was devastated by Cyclone Senja. More than 900 people have been killed in floods and landslides, with more than a million people displaced. Sumatran residents are facing severe shortages of supplies. Many communities are isolated and cut off. Dave Hodgkin is a shelter expert with decades of experience in disaster preparedness, who's currently based in Java in Indonesia. I spoke with him earlier.
Hi, Mel. Great to be here.
Can you tell me what's the current situation in Sumatra? What are conditions like right now?
From what I haven't actually been there, but from what I can gather from my colleagues who have and from the reports that I'm seeing and hearing here, it's still pretty messy. I mean, there's still areas that people are trying to get into. There's still a lot of road clearance and work to try to get into areas. So there's still a lot of areas where people haven't received assistance yet. I'm hearing different reports of ongoing rain and concerns about ongoing events potentially. It's pretty tough. I think we're very early on in a disaster, so at this stage, still a lot of effort focused on search and rescue. Normally at this stage of any response, fairly difficult. We're now coming close on 1,000 people confirmed dead, 900 something confirmed dead, and still hundreds missing. It's pretty major.
It's a pretty awful situation, and I gather some of the areas hit are pretty isolated. So it could get worse before it gets better in terms of that death toll and the difficulty of getting aid and support into those areas?
I think that the death toll is almost certain to rise. It would be unusual that number of people are just missing and they're going to magically turn up. So yeah, I think that's certain, and I think there's certainly areas that people haven't fully gotten into yet. We would expect that. My experience would be that it would continue to rise a little bit, but I think that they're not too dramatically, hopefully, from here.
There have been some calls for the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto to declare a state of emergency. What's the latest on this front?
So that's more about declaring a national state of emergency, which has a particular legal status in Indonesia. And I think that most of that comes from a sense of people in Sumatra Aceh feeling unheard, or that a sense that if this had happened in Java, the response would be very different. So it's sort of more a passioned plea than anything else. If we looked, if you looked at Indonesian legislation, a state of national disaster would then sort of allow the potential for international assistance to come in. But it would sort of also imply that the disaster is well beyond the coping capacity of the provinces that are affected, and that requires national significant attention. I think it's a bit of a distraction from the real situation on the ground, but I also think it reflects people's mood and sentiment.
So it certainly sounds like it's a bit political too. If a declaration were to lead to the suggestion that it indicated Indonesia couldn't manage this situation on its own.
I don't think it would indicate that it couldn't manage it on its own, but it would indicate that international assistance was more welcomed. The funny thing at the moment is that there isn't much international system to receive. The entire global humanitarian sector was gutted last year by the closure of USAID in what was an already deeply underfunded environment with increasing global natural and conflict disasters. The closure of USAID took a further 40% out of its deeply underfunded sector. So there is, any money that's left in the sector has really been focused on dire circumstances, countries most in need, and Indonesia, for most international aid, is seen as a fairly capable country with fairly well developed economy and a fairly good response capacity. So I don't know that it would make very much difference in reality. I think it's more about people's perception and sense of feeling under listened to. But it may be fair to suggest that there may also be a remnant of people having experienced the incredible level of aid that poured out in Aceh in 2004 and expecting to see something similar when they're experiencing a disaster of this level again. But of course, it was a different context.
So this is a very different scenario this time around, as you say, with the cuts to US aid. Where does this leave Indonesia, does it have the capability to manage this itself, or is this, or are there inevitably going to be less support available because of those global cuts and reprioritizations of where aid goes?
Look, Mel, I think the easiest way to think about this is sort of to flip it on its head. You know, there's an earthquake or a flood or a cyclone is not a disaster per se. It's the underlying social conditions within a country that turns a natural event into a disaster. And, you know, Indonesia still is an emerging nation. We're overcoming lots of inherent complexities within its culture and its society that tend to turn, you know, it's very prone to extreme natural events, but those natural events turning into disasters is largely due to poor quality construction, poor town planning, poor response capacity, you know, hierarchical internal government structures, seniorocracies, these sort of problems that we know are inherently there. Without that international, without any international assistance, I mean, as international assistance just dries up, there's normally a trickle down of that international assistance to local actors, local NGOs, who then can respond. There's ongoing capacity strengthening efforts, training people, helping people build their capacity. BNPB, the National Disaster Management and Provincial Disaster Management Agencies, have received incredible funding support from USAID, from other international donors. But as the sector as a whole dries up, they just cease to be a priority. You know, when we've got these protracted conflicts in Yemen and Sudan and Gaza, and then, you know, countries that are in much worse financial situations than Indonesia, it's very hard to justify the little funding that's left globally sending it to here, even though those things that turn a natural event into a disaster still exist.
Dave Hodgkin, I really appreciate your expertise and understanding at this point. Thanks very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Dave Hodgkin is a shelter expert with decades of experience in disaster preparedness and was recently based in Indonesia. He's currently Managing Director and Senior Shelter and Settlement Specialist at Humanitarian Benchmark Consulting.